you will do the tough things first every day, you will increase your productivity by 20%.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness.
If we're going to be successful, we have to take control of our own prosperity.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
Education unlocks the door. It's experience that will help you succeed.
People said, well, don't sweat the small things. Well, I guarantee if you don't sweat the small things, the big things are going to become a mess.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO.
I'm Rob Artigo, former Bay Area radio personality and your host for this edition of the Tough Things First podcast with Ray Zinn, the longest serving CEO in Silicon Valley history. Hi, Ray.
Hey, Rob. Good to see you again.
Ray, I think we got a great topic on this one. We see a lot of high-profile leaders today who thrive on, well, I guess what you describe as hype, bold promises, and, you know, personal branding, the whole thing where you put your face on a t-shirt and everything's suddenly you're a hot commodity. Yet many of those approaches, they just burn out or crash when the times get tough. I'm sure you've seen that over your 37 years at the helm of Micrel. You avoided the spotlight. You focused on steady execution. So what's the fundamental difference, and why does flashy leadership so often fail long term?
Well, because the focus is not on solving the problem. The focus is on grandizing, egocentric people who prefer more to pat themselves on the back than to be honest and upright individual like Theranos, that woman that started that company. It was more to promote herself than it was to help the investors, those people who put their money up in that company. She was focused on herself and not the investors or the employees. And so, you know, as you said, the quiet competence are not the ones that are out there grandstanding and trying to get the accolades of the audience as you would, but more are trying to help others, trying to be helpful, trying to be honest, have integrity, dignity, all individuals, own up to your mistakes. That's the quiet competence.
Quiet competence seems to create something the flashy styles really just don't do. There's deeper trust, there's loyalty, loyal talent, and there's resilience through volatility. And at Micrel, you led with humanity, humility, consistency. You expected results rather than rhetoric. It's a huge difference in leadership styles from what you've done and what your examples are compared to what we've seen in some cases where we have these guys. Like, I mean, you actually mentioned Elizabeth Holmes, and she's an example of a person who became a billionaire. And really, it was just it was all based on whatever got her thrown in jail.
Well, as you know, those individuals who are quietly doing their job, those are not grandstanding, know that actions speak louder than words. False promises, shadow promises, indirect promises, all these promises that are not substantial or substantiated, those are the ones you have to watch out for. Look out for people who are trying to scam. And really, when you think of people who are scamming, they're not being honest. They're not looking out for others or looking out for themselves. That's what a scammer is.
How does this understated approach attract and retain the right people while building what sticks the company together? You talk about what you infused into Micrel. It was necessary in order to keep the right people so that you always had that solid team that did things, acted with integrity.
Well, that's a trust. I mean, you want to build that trust with your people, whether it be your customers, your vendors, your employees. The employees are first. Of course, you want them to trust you and believe in you. And that's the key that we had at Micrel, was the element of trust. And because they knew that you were looking out for them. And whether it be, again, your employees, your customers, your vendors, you know, you want to pay your bills on time. You want to pay your employees on time. You want to give them an honest wage. You want to give an honest product for an honest price to your customers. If you have a problem, you don't want to shove it under the rug. You just want to get out and solve it. And that's the difference. I think the key here as we kind of summarize this podcast, is being honest, being humble, being gentle, and recognizing the importance of others.
Yeah, I think this is something you talk about in your book, The Essential Leader. As the essential leader, you had to do this at Micrel so that you could have the people that are learning underneath you, the ones that are mentoring, so that they grow to be leaders that have this leadership style.
Exactly.
Well, Ray, I want the listeners to join the conversation at toughthingsfirst.com. They can offer some questions. They can make comments there. Also, follow you at X, Facebook, and LinkedIn. And of course, your books are available, Ray. Tough Things
Absolutely.
First. Yeah. And the Zen of Zen series 1, 2, and 3. And as we've talked about on this program many times, is the new book, Zen of Zen Daily. Don't forget we were just talking about the Essential Leader. 10 skills, attributes, and fundamentals that make up the Essential Leader. Please pick that one up as well. Thanks, Ray.
Thanks, Rob.
You've been listening to the Tough Things First podcast. Proud to introduce Ray Zinn's latest book, Zen of Zen Daily, where each day of the year you can get a little bit of Ray Zinn's wisdom that you can put into action all day long as you are on your journey to meaningful success. Don't forget Ray's other books, including Tough Things First and, of course, The Essential Leader.